الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. أيام معدودات. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. With regard to our ma'amulat that we have to read, we explained the last verse to read in the morning Surah Yasin Sharif. It's very, very virtuous and we should not miss it out. If sometimes a person is so busy, on one occasion, Hazrat Mawlana Qamarul Zaman Sahib was in the UK by Mawlana Salim Thorat Sahib. He afterwards was sitting and he explained that today from 3 o'clock I got up for tahajjud. I was so busy, people were coming asking for du'as, ta'weez, advices, mashura, that I did not get a chance to read my Yasin also. But I read, I only could manage 10 ayats. And from many other teachings we see, anything that we can't do complete, don't leave it out completely. Do a little bit of it. If you can't read your whole subara which you read every day, read a quarter, read one ruku. Anything, your tasbihat you read 100 times to read durood sharif, for whatever reason, travel, illness, dini programs, anything else, you couldn't manage, read it 10 times at least. But never leave out anything completely. Read it partly also, then you will come back on track very soon again. If we leave it out completely, then it starts getting left out, and before we know what, we don't even think about it. It was our regular practice, but then it's out of our mind, and we forget it completely. And particularly the tilawat of Quran, as we had mentioned, that always remember the saying, that if we leave Quran Sharif one day, Quran leaves us for 1 week. If we leave Quran Sharif for 1 week, it leaves us for 1 month. If we leave it for a month, it leaves us for a year. And if we leave it for a year, permanently it leaves us. And there were enough cases, may Allah save us all, that Jayyid Hafiz who read Quran very well also. But when they did not pay attention to Quran Sharif, the time came and inside also they couldn't see and read. They forgot Quran Sharif so much. And there are many warnings of forgetting the Quran and the causes of forgetting Quran. And Quran Sharif is the most, it's got the most self-awe, self-respect. The minute you don't respect the Quran, it leaves you. So Quran Sharif in every way, the reading of it, the respect of the Quran Sharif, is very, very great. It's the greatest thing to reach Allah, and it's the greatest thing where you can go very far away from Allah also. Allah Ta'ala protect us, and let us understand the great value of Quran Sharif. And who brings Quran Sharif in his life? A person might think, I don't have time. But just start bringing Quran, and you'll see, right, what you thought you haven't got time, in time how much barakat Allah will give you. And you'll have then much more time for those things which you thought which are very important and because of which I haven't got time for Quran Sharif. When you bring Quran Sharif in your life, those other things also will all fit in. Allah said, وَإِنَّا لَمُوسِعُونَ. And it is we who make things spacious. We spread things. Scientists have learned from this, the, what you call it, the atmosphere, the stars, the skies, all that. All the characters of that. Now they are continuously seeing that it's expanding all the time. How much they could see, it's expanding. And now they realize the meaning of the Quran Sharif. So Allah expands anything. And for Allah to expand, if your earning is 10,000 rand a month, and you need of 20,000, and it's not enough. Just mention this incident, inshallah, it will be helpful for us. There was a person in Jeddah who was earning 3,000 riyals, but his monthly expense was 10,000. Alhamdulillah. his basic overhead were 10,000 at his leader, and he was only earning 3,000. So he's going to make ends meet. He was finding life very, very difficult. How much is he going to borrow? From how many people is he going to borrow? How many promises is he going to make? How many promises is he going to make and break? So an alim came to his town, to his masjid, his area, and a pious Abu Zur came. So after the bayan, he asked him, Hazrat, this is my problem. So he said, they give sadaqa. So he was taken aback. I need sadaqa. He should have told me to go and ask for sadaqa. He told me, you must give sadaqa. So he just couldn't understand. So he just dismissed the idea. He didn't think about it. When he went home, he told his wife the bayan, everything. And then he told him, he asked him. So the wife said, try it. What's the difference in trying? You are earning 30,000. 3,000, give 30 riyals. From 3,000, give 30 riyals to sadaqa. So he gave 30. And then he saw that somebody approached him, a friend, that he wanted to buy a house. And he knew another friend who was an estate agent who said, so he made the connection between them. And then this trade got done. This estate agent said, you brought a customer to me, so I'm giving you so much. So he saw it first. So he was surprised. Then he started doing that more until he became an estate agent. And then he was earning so much that he was giving away money. He was giving other people charity. So sadaqa on the one side. So always, whatever we call God, spend little bit our time to do our ma'mula. So one special ma'mul in that regard also is, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, it was one stormy night. And the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu found that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is not from amongst them. So all got worried. One Sahabi particularly went out searching. That was the time when the Jews, the Munafiqeen, were always looking for a chance to harm Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So it must not happen that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is in some difficulty problem. From here we learn another lesson also, that those who have that concern, they are the ones who Allah make them the means of great goodness. So this one Sahabi particularly, he was also very concerned. So he went and he found Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the outskirts of Medina Street. In the darkest of the night, it was after Maghrib, it had gotten more darker, and just the form Saluhat was there. So Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, was it Abu Zar? Abu Zar. Anyway, so he asked him, it's you? So he said, yes, it's me. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, come here. So he came nearer and he told him, stay. He said, what must I say? He said, stay. What must I say? Told him to read the three quotes with Bismillah each time. And he told him that the person who... Not sure. Okay. So stay three times. So read the three quotes with Bismillah each time. So it will be nine Bismillahs, and each surah full wallahu ahad complete full three times with Bismillah. Again Bismillah and full a'udhu bi rabbil falaq and full. We have to say, some brothers understand that you say only full wallahu ahad, or only full a'udhu bi rabbil falaq. Now the whole surah. So three times he needs the whole surah, and each time with Bismillah, so nine Bismillah. Takfika min kulli shay. This will be sufficient for you from everything. This is more than enough, it's sufficient for you. The commentators of Hadith have that to give them jazah khair. They have explained two meanings to it. The one meaning is that takfika min kulli shay, sometimes if it happens, that you cannot manage all your ma'mulat, then this one will suffice for everything. Don't leave out this one. Like for example, a person is rushing to the airport to catch a flight, and he's late and he's rushing. So the wife will also tell him, just at least have this half cup tea, or take this banana with you, eat it on the way. This will be sufficient. But not every day his breakfast is half cup tea or just one banana. He has a full breakfast every day. But some emergency like that, so that will be sufficient for you. Like a theory, if a person got up late And he just has a cup of tea or just something little bit. What if one day? But normally a person makes his full saving. So every day we should do our full, but sometimes it happens. Due to illness, due to any other thing we could not have, at least don't leave out. The importance is on the other side. They don't leave out this ma'amur of your three fulls with Bismillah. That way, in any case, don't leave it out. This will suffice you, and as though you have done all your ma'amulat. But then don't make this a daily practice now, that this is sufficient for us. Daily, read all our wazifas properly. When in emergency or some necessity, then this will be enough. The other explanation, ain't takfika min kulli shar. It is a protection from all types of evil. Our Shaykh, rahmatullah alayhi, when he explained it, yeah, when he was here with us, at that time, heart problem and hijackings were very common. So Hazrat said that all types of shar, whether it is you are afraid of hijackings, you are afraid of heart problems, you are afraid of jadu and sihr, you are afraid of poverty, you are afraid of other serious illnesses, this will be sufficient for you from everything. And very important that we make, and there are many, many wazifas for our daily protection from illnesses, from calamity, accidents. We must read them every day for our protection, our family's protection, for our wealth, etc. That we read it is very, very important. On a daily basis, we must not read. Many of us are negligent. We got nothing to read. And it is narrated, Buzur says, Man la wirda lahu, la warida lahu. A person who hasn't got weird, some wazifas, ma'amulas, wazaif to read, la warida, nothing comes in his heart. To open your heart, read your wazaif, your ma'amulas, and the ones which are according to sunnah, very important. Read them, and the practices of the buzur also, but don't make the niyat of sunnah if it is not a sunnah. Do it is a practice of the buzur from the experience. They found this to be very, very beneficial. But do it, definitely do it. But to be very careful also that we don't mix it up and make it to read it as a sunnah. So let us read the three fulls also every day, make sure. Every morning and every night also. If we read it at night, then till the morning we will get all this fazail. Read it in the morning, for the whole day this fazail will be there. And how long will it take to read the three fulls? It doesn't take long at all. Also we notice from here, Allah's system is that what is the most valuable, most important, is the most easiest also. Like many wazifas are such, if you tell the people, they don't know them. And for them to go and learn, and usually people haven't got that interest also. So they don't go and learn. But the three fulls, practically every Muslim knows it. It's just like for us to exist in this world, the most important thing is not water. Water is for Muslims very important. We need water a lot for istinja, for wudu, for everything, ghusl. But more than that, air, oxygen. And Allah made it freely available. You don't have to get somebody like a plumber to lay out pipes to bring oxygen to your place. You don't have to know, municipality charges you for oxygen. And Allah made it freely available for the rich, the poor, the animals, the plants. For everyone, Allah made oxygen available. So Allah's system works. So these things which are very, very important, the most important thing in our life, La ilaha illallah. And Allah made it so easily available. Allah give us topic to read our ma'amulah. And very important to be regular with our ma'amulah. Many of us, we start for a few days, and then we forget them completely. That though it did not exist also. Completely we forgot. We should try and read regularly our. And also, it's very advisable to note that down. Because when a person, for example, gets ill, and he doesn't read it for a week, 2 weeks, then he forgets. So if he has it written, he will remember. Or a person who goes on safar. On safar, many times you can't read all your ma'amulah. Though you get the full reward. This is Allah's great system and kindness that He still gives you. But now you will forget easily. So if you got them written, then you will be, you can just check them and get back in the group quite easily. So for barakah, goodness, protection in our life, our mu'amalat are very important. Further, we were discussing, and one that we learned, we share it with everyone. There was one imam in Baghdad, Imam Hassan. He was a very famous, pious person, mufti also, and a khatib also. Whenever he should start his du'as, he should start, oh Allah, in the barakah of those two widows, accept my du'as. So his students asked him, what are you referring to every time? Two widows, who are these two widows? That you ask in their barakah, that Allah must accept your du'as. So he said that there was a merchant, businessman of Baghdad, very wealthy, doing very good business, and regularly he had to travel to Syria for his business. And there he had to spend a week, 2 weeks there to spend. So the thought came to him, I come here for a week, 2 weeks, and say, yes, let me get married here. So he got married there. And then after it was carried on for some time, on one of his journeys when he went to Syria, he got ill. And terminally ill, doctors also told them, we don't think you're going to live. This seems to be the end of your life. And when he got married, when he returned back to Baghdad, he didn't tell his wife. But the wife is the one who is the first one to know there's some difference. So she made out, it's not the same. There's something different here. But she didn't, she was looking for a suitable opportunity, which is a very, very important thing also. We got a question to ask when to do something, look for the suitable opportunity, don't just rush into it. So she didn't get a suitable opportunity to speak to him, and you can mess up things very badly if you do it in the wrong occasion. So then he went again to Syria. So she hired the service of a private detective and told him to investigate for me what is this matter. So he came with the report. I said, I don't like to say it, but he's married again. He's got another wife there. So after some time, when he was there with the Syrian wife, he fell ill, terminally ill. Doctors told him, we don't look, doesn't look like you're going to love. So and then when the time for him to come back now, he had to come back to Baghdad. So he told that wife of his, see, yeah, I'm giving you so much money, a huge amount of money, this house I'm giving it to you, and I'm giving you divorce also, because I don't think I'll be coming. And after he just who you wish to, you can get married to again. So then he came away, and he came to this wife, and she greeted him, and if that wasn't the occasion to confront him at all, he passed away. After he passed away, she had come to know now that he had another wife. So they had inheritance share what she got, she made it exactly half-half. And together with the private detective, she went back to Syria and went to meet this woman. And told her, see, I came to know my husband was married to you, and he passed away, and you have the full right, the half share is yours also. So yes, the half share. And but that woman also was such, she embraced her co-wife, her servant. She embraced her and told her, behind, my sister, as you fear Allah, I also fear Allah. As you want to please Allah, I also want to please Allah. Just before he passed away, he divorced me, so I got no share in the inheritance. This is all, it belongs to you. You keep it. So then she kept it. So he says, these two women, me as the Imam and Mufti, and he was known to be pious, righteous, I have benefited so much from them. What the Imam, what the Yaqeen was, both of them, each one could have kept that money. The first wife could have just kept quiet, and when she gave it to the second wife, she could have not made known that he divorced her, and she could, but both of them, and you are a very wealthy businessman. It worked out to a very huge amount, but both of them in the love of Allah, in the fear of Allah, may Allah also bless us. And also in the barakah of all the people who do their righteous deeds, may Allah bless us also. So further, with regard to our rozas, we have discussed a little bit about roza of the eyes and how much we are making amal is much more less also. And the main thing is what is accepted by Allah Ta'ala. Then roza of the tongue also, and very fortunate is that person who will start keeping roza. He will say, and that is what is khanka, that is what is Islam, that we use our eyes correctly. The eyes, if they are used wrong, they can cause such damage that you cannot imagine. And if they are used right, they can cause such great goodness that we cannot imagine also. Like what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said with regard to the tongue. A person speaks one word and he takes him to that height of Jannah which he could not imagine. And one word and he takes you to the depth of Jahannam which you cannot imagine. Like that, all these parts, our tongue, our eyes also, our ears, what we listen also. And then very, very powerful is our mind and our heart. To keep rosas of the mind and heart, our thoughts, and that we harness our thoughts. Put them in a horse, has got a lot of energy, and it can run wild. But you harness it, and if you take it, you pull your cart now, how lot of goodness is there? Or you want to go where you want to go, you step on it, you ride it, where and where it can take you. And like that, its energies can be just wasted all the time. So like that, this is the mind and the heart, if you can harness the power which Allah has put in the mind and the heart, we will harness so great energy and we will have so great benefit. Then we explain rules of the stomach, of the food that we eat. Very, very important that a person must be concerned what he eats. And as we are concerned, when we eat by somebody, many people ask that question. But every day we eating at home, that we are not concerned. That are we eating halal at home at least? That you don't have to hurt anyone's feelings. You must see to it that it is halal, that what is your earnings are halal, and that your the food you eat is halal. To explain that, when it is halal and tayyiban, what barakat Allah Ta'ala puts in there. We have mentioned this, repeat it again, that four brothers whose father became very ill, terminally ill also. And so the one brother, he wanted the khidmat of his father. But he thought he'd been obeyed. This is also how to use the brain in a good way. So he offered his three other brothers, I make an offer that you will make father's khidmat, look after him. And when he passes away, I will take full inheritance. So who is going to accept it? Nobody. Then that is what he wanted. So he said, okay, then let's do it this way. I will make the full khidmat of father. And when he passes away, I won't take any of the inheritance, you will take fully. So they were just too happy. So they agreed on that. And he made an exemplar of his khidmat. What khidmat he made of his father. Finally he passed away. And Abba, he didn't take one pie of the inheritance. He said, you people take it. That night he saw a dream. In the dream he saw that there is 100 gold coins. In our times you can say krugerrand, which are buried in a certain place. Go there, take it, it's yours. He asked, is there barakat in there? This is the point that I want to make related to this year. That our food also, if we make sure it is halal and tayyiban, then there will be barakat in it. And then you can't imagine what goodness will be there. It can be little food, it can be simple food, but what great goodness. So the person in the dream told, no barakat in it. So he in the morning mentioned to his wife, the wife said, what you worried of barakat? Is there halal for you? It's meant for you, jais for you, 100%. Go and take it. But he was a person of that nature, which we will say his screws are loose. But his screws were not loose, they were not too tight, they were taut just correctly. Not too tight also that he just loses his temper in everything. Not loose that he speaks like a mad person, wise thing. It was a man who knew what he was doing. And it isn't today, we say somebody is, for example, extreme, or the person is reckless. It's not how that person is, it's our, what criteria we have made. According to that, we tell the person is too strict or too hard or that. If we have a free type of attitude, then a person who just makes namaz also is he's an extremist. That he leaves shop and he goes and makes namaz. But the person who's making tahajjud also, he finds that person is too lax. He just comes there, he makes his faraz and he goes away. Whereas those who don't make anything of namaz, even just the faraz with no sunnah, they say he's an extremist. So it depends on where you are. So anyway, so he didn't take it. The next night he dreamt of 10 gold coins buried in a place. Go and take it, it's yours. Barkat? No, no barkat. So he told his wife to say, you let go 100, nicely, 10, go and take. He did that. The next night he dreamt 1 gold coin. Barkat? Yes, there is barkat. So then he went, he took it, he brought it and exchanged it. On the way, he bought 2 fish with it. 2 fish, when the wife started cooking, cutting the fish, opening, both, each one had a pearl that all the jewelers in the town together could not pay for it. Eventually the king paid for it, and about 90 camels or so, loaded with gold. That was the price of it, that he got. That is barakah. So if we eat halal and tayyiban, that is what we will get. So Allah give us tawfiq. And at least at home, try and make sure we are eating. Our income must also be halal and tayyiban. Like see the two ladies, how they were worried. And so our income must be, and what we eat also must be halal and tayyiban. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. So we were discussing then roza, or 6 types of roza the ulama discussed, is to have the fear after keeping the roza, whether it is accepted or not also. Try and keep it perfect. Eyes roza, ears roza, tongues roza, everything. But still not the least thought must not come in me that I am a buzur now, that I keep such a perfect roza. But the full fear must be, is it accepted by Allah or not? Nobody can make Allah's ibadat ma'atneysa, anta kama'atneysa ala nafsi. La nafsi, sanan ali, anta kama'atneysa ala nafsi. Even just the praises of Allah we cannot do fully. Allah is wara'u wara'u, beyond everything. So where can we make our ibadat or anything? And the more we feel our deficiency is a sign that now we have got abdiya. What ibadat is meant to bring into us, ibadat is meant to bring abdiya into us. Humility, that we prove ourselves that we are abd by ibadat, and we make sajda. And akram ma yakunu al-abdu min abdi li rabbihi wa huwa sajid. Hakiki sajda is we have gone right down. And we so much a person, and he relates himself, nafkum arna, to kill the nafs, so much that you don't even realize I got the nafs. So much that if somebody totally ignores you, you don't feel anything about it. Somebody doesn't make you salam, somebody is giving everyone, and he passed you, and he gave. You don't even, the thought doesn't come to you also, that he didn't give me. So much a person, the more as per man tawaza'a lillah, rafa'ahu Allah. A person who makes tawadu, who goes down. And such that we can put our physical head down to the ground. But spiritually, thought, in our thoughts, we can go lower also. The more lower we go, rafa'ahu Allah. How much lower you go, so much more Allah will make you go higher. But if we want to make ourselves up, high, man takabbar wada'ahu Allah. Allah pushes that person down. And whom Allah pushes down, the whole world can't pick him up. And who Allah picks up, the whole world can't bring him down also. All will want to, they will be determined in their hearts, but nobody can bring him down. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah made the most high. So many people want to bring down the deen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, Allah is making his position higher and higher all the time. So, we must have that in us. So that fear, after keeping the rose also and having it kept it properly, is it accepted by Allah or not? My niyat, and Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam explained that doing things for name and fame creep into a person so stealthily, so secretly, so privately, that he himself is not aware. He is convinced I've got sincerity. But name and fame has come into him. And the way out, Allah gives jaza khair. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us, never miss out this dua in our wazifas also, at least once a day, preferably morning and evening. Short little dua, what is dynamite? dynamite to make the whole mountain split into smothering things, split things. And one small little baru of dynamite and a whole big mountain, it smashes. All this name and yeah, the small dua will smash it. And there will be 100% ikhlas. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika wa ana a'lam. وَاسْتَغْفِرُكَ لِمَا لَا عَلَمْ. Each one of us thinks, and we have mentioned it a few times already, if it's still not in my ma'amool, then what am I doing? Why isn't it there? And it's a thing we can't do with the disease diagnosed by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so serious that a person doesn't even know himself that he's got this disease. And then the medicine, the prescription prescribed by Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and so easy, doesn't cost 1 cent, hardly perhaps 1 or 2 seconds it takes to make the dua, and you get saved of riya. What a great thing, how much we should appreciate it. Similarly, another great dua we should appreciate, very great, and the more we all appreciate the dua, then the true appreciation of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will come. That what a kamil insan a kamil, mu'min a kamil, and how he taught us, he shared everything with us. He made so many nikahs so that his private life can be shared with us, so that we could know the details of his private life also. Otherwise, everyone, his private life, he wants to keep it private. People mustn't know my secret. They are not such that people can know. But Nabi alayhi salam, when he was asked, somebody advised one, Sahabi used to write every hadith down. Somebody advised him and said, sometimes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says something in anger and sometimes in extreme happiness. So it's not meant to be written down. So don't write down everything. So when he inquired from Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, write everything of mine down. وَمَا يَمْتَكُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. Who can live a life like that? That every moment of your life, every aspect of your life, if you're living it in conformity with the what Allah wants you to live. Who was our Nabi? What a great Nabi Allah. If the Bareilly say that he was Nur and he was the Farishta, in some sense you can say that who was our Nabi? And if the Germans say he was Bashar, with these Kamala, where have they taken Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allama Hussein says, Da'mad'atho al-Nasara fi Nabiyyi. Don't say those things which the Christians say about their Nabi. Also he needs the great love of Nabi Isa al-Islam. They made him God. So in your love of your Nabi, don't make him also divine. And don't say he is also, he's got the qualities which only Allah can have. And to be a human bashar and to have all these qualities, what a kamal it is. And then the humbleness of Nabi, nobody can measure it. In his eating, when he used to sit, his humbleness was there. When he spoke to anyone, any and everyone, the poorest person, a poor lady comes and insists, I want to speak directly to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she puts her request, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives her full ear. A small boy, a small girl, takes the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like some small children do, come with me. And they take you, they should take Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam where they want to go. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should go. And who is Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And today we feel offended with small, small things. This wasn't done right, that wasn't done right, this is not right. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and the best akhlaq he had, wasn't with outside people, with his family people. And the most a person relates with his family people, his wife. And we have so much objections with the wife. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how he treated his wife, the best amongst you is the one who has got the best akhlaq. And the one who has the best akhlaq is the one who treats his wife the best. And I treat my wife the best. In other words, take example from me. In this we don't take example. We will give big bayans and talk a lot. But how to treat our wife, we don't see the way of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And that is the real test. So anyway, so then the fear of whether our ibadat is accepted or not. So after keeping the roza and trying to keep a perfect roza, have the full fear that it can be rejected by Allah Ta'ala. I've got nothing to boast about. So all our amal that we do, there are few aspects. One is to do it in the perfect way, the correct way. There are many things which we are doing wrong. Amongst our people, there are still a lot of people who read, for example, Durood al-Lakhi or Durood al-Taj. And all these Durood Kitab, and they do it with sincerity, but there are words of shirk in them. So, and then it's not correct to read them. So read a Kitab that has got the correct thing. And then again, the most correct and the most ideal are those wazifas, those durus which are sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. By all means, read that which is experience of our buzurgs and akabi. No problem. But the most superior is that which is sunnah. And in all our wazifas, the most superior is tilawat of Quran Sharif. To read Quran Sharif, that is the most superior. Many people, a lot of wazifas they read, but no Quran Sharif. And the namaz is also very weak, but wazifas, they sit for hours reading their wazifas. And while reading the wazifas also, they got a thick wazifa kitab. While reading it, they be swearing who and who. Thinking of this person and swearing him also. Discussing about that person and swearing him also. And but then, that pansura they can't leave it. That they have to complete it. So we must do what is the right thing. Then after the right thing, that is also not sufficient. In the right, do what is the best. There are many things which can be right, but what is the best in it? And in our ibadat, to make our ibadat the best is mainly niyyah, intention. For example, now after Maghrib, we always make nafil, we make awwabin, but there are so many more niyyahs we can make. We can make niyyah of Salatul Tawbah, Salatul Hajar, Salatul Shukr, Salatul Istikhara, Salatul Awwabin, and then we had made a fresh wudu, and we came back in the masjid, Tahiyyatul Masjid, Tahiyyatul Wudu. And then, for whom we making nafar? Nafar, you can give the sawab to as many people as possible. You can give it to your parents, you can give it to your family people, you can give it to all the marhumin. And how much you give it, so much you are getting. This is the system by Allah. How much you are giving is not what you are giving. How much is a person who reads 27 times a day? Allahumma fidli wa lil mu'mineena wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat. Three great virtues. As many Muslims, muslimat, mu'min, mu'minat, they are in the world, so much the wa we will get. Presently, there are about 2 billion Muslims. Just by reading this 27 times, 2 billion sawabs you will get. Secondly, by the barakat of this, Allah gives rozi to His entire creation. To the ants, to the worms, to the whales, to the sharks, to His entire creation. And thirdly, Allah makes you mustajabu da'wat. All your du'as then are accepted. You become that level that you don't have to go to somebody for dua, the world will come to you for dua. The people Allah put it in their heart, ask him to make dua. Whatever problem, a court case you got, somebody terminally ill, somebody what, go and ask him to make dua. Allah will make you Muslim. And 27 times to read it, not half a minute also. And what are the great benefits? So we can make lots of du'as also. See which du'as also we are making. And du'a also is very important. One person, somebody saw he's making du'a all the time for afiyah. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam stressed this also. That make du'a for afiyah is the best thing you can ask Allah Ta'ala for. So they asked him, why are you making only du'a for afiyah? He said, I was a pious person in my way, I should make my ibadah. But I wanted to be free for Allah's ibadah. So I was making dua, Ya Allah, give me 2 roti. In other words, give me my meal of the day. Well, for me, 1 meal of the day is enough. And the rest of the time, I'll just make your ibadah. So one day I went out, and 2 people were fighting.
So I tried to help the person, the other one was hitting this person. I tried to help him. In the process, he gave me one shot on my head. And I started bleeding from the head. Just then the police came. Police came, they put all three of us in jail. Then in jail, I realized, I saw after a few days, I'm getting the best roti every day. So my dua was accepted to me, my two roti, and I can be free for your ibadah, no work in the jail. Free all the time. And I'm getting my two roti. Then Allah put it in my heart. You should have asked for afiyah, not for ask for two rotis. You wanted your one meal of the day, yeah, I'm giving you three meals of the day. And no work you got. Whole day you free, you can make my ibadah. So then Allah put in my heart to ask for afiyat. I mean, Allah made all the means to come for me to come out of jail. And that is also ajeeb, Allah's system works. In the time of Harun or Rashid, there were some crooks at night. Three crooks, the police caught them, brought them to the police station, registered their names, these three. They were doing whatever wrong, put them in jail. But in the process, one escaped. Now they had already registered three. So they had to have three. But they only got two. So they went out now looking for the third person. Some poor Allah wala walking, they caught him. They put him in. He said, what did I do? He said, we also know you did nothing. But our record showed three, we have to have three. So whoever it is, we put in you in. So he, those two were seasoned crooks, professional crooks. They had their contact. They made contact with their contact and they came and they bailed them out. So this person said, Ya Allah, those who are seasoned crooks and professional crooks, their contact came and bailed them out. You my contact. You bailed me out. So Allah made Harun al-Rashid to see a dream that don't send anyone else. You personally go. And my one banda is there, give him rape carpet treatment and take him out of jail. So this is when you have the contact with Allah Ta'ala. That who, you don't have to have any of the contact of the world. You have that one contact, whose control are all the contacts of the world, and everything of yours will be done. So we must do what is correct, and do what is the best. And that is what niyat. With niyat, our small amal can go very big. We just make niyat of the, all the mu'min of the world. Ya Allah, give all the people of the world iman. You know, all the jinn and ins which are presently here, which are in the world, which are going to come till the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, give them all iman. That iman, Islam, which pleases you, Ya Allah. Let all of us live by that, let us die by that. What is your position by the small dua you made? So we do amal which are correct in the first place. Many times we are doing bid'ah, and today worse than bid'ah, open haram things. And we are proud to be doing the correct thing is very important. And a person is today an alim, a scholar, devoting his life for haram, promoting the haram, and encouraging the haram, forcing people to send their daughters to university, for example. Or how many haram people are involved in. So to do the right thing. And then in the right, to do the best in the right. And after that, that is it accepted or not. After we do that all, a true banda, a abd of Allah, as the sphere, is it accepted or not? Because Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. One person whom Allah Ta'ala has given the opportunity to make ibadat on an island where there was only salty water around in the sea water. But Allah put one fountain there, sweet water, and one pomegranate tree, which throughout the year, 12 months, it bore one pomegranate in the morning, one at night. So he ate that pomegranate that was more than enough for his energy. He drank the sweet water. 200 years he made Allah's ibadah. Without a moment of disobedience of Allah. No thought of anyone else. When he passed away, when he came, Allah said, pass him, let him go to Jannah. So he looked back at Allah, Ya Allah, I'm going to Jannah, but my 200 years ibadah is credit for them. I want the credit. So Allah said, you want kitab, kitab? Then let us make kitab, kitab. So Allah Ta'ala explained to him that the two eyes I gave you as a enamel, the price of that is 500 years ibadah. So bring 500 years ibadah. On that he failed already. He's only about 200 years ibadah. With that wonderful ibadah. But only 200 years. So then Allah orders, let him go, send him to Jannah. He can't pay the price. And what about Allah's all other ni'mat of the brain, the tongue, the ear, the lungs, the liver, the kidneys, and things that we can't imagine also. And this is all zahiri ni'mat. And the deeni ni'mat, which are, iman is not our birthright. It's a gift from Allah. To be Muslims is not our birthright. Allah could put our roof into some Chinese atheist person's body. Allah could have put our roof into anyone else. Allah put it, we were born, we are Muslims. It's only the gift of Allah Ta'ala and nothing from our side. And in fact, in spite of our so many wrongs, and this, we don't appreciate, Allah still is keeping us with iman. And otherwise, we are such that our iman should have been snatched away long ago already. So how much we have to be thankful to Allah. So do the right ibadah, do the best ibadah. Have the concern whether it's accepted or not. And even if after and how we did it, it is accepted. It comes in the hadith that Imam Ghazali rahmatullah has quoted this hadith, that a person does amal and 100% correct, accepted by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala also. And that in amal, he did it in ikhfa, hiding away from people. Nobody knows about it, secret. So every amal is not necessary that it must be done secretly. Like for us namaz, we can't do it secretly. We have to do it with jamaat, the men. Hajj, even women, they can't make it home. That my parda, I won't break my parda at all. So I'll make my hajj at home. I'll make a small kaaba in the yard at home. Small Muzdalifa Arafat, and I'll make my hajj here. My parda is very important. A woman also will have to go for that hajj there. So it has to be done izhar, in front of everyone. Our five times namaz we make in our masjid, in front of our town people, our muhalla, our locality people. Hajj in front of the people of the world you're going to make. And then the faith, Allah likes to hear it loudly, not secretly in your heart. Woman, then the faith will be soft, but man, the faith, and the more louder, the more Allah becomes happy. So Allah wants to see that, but do it with sincerity. We can do a thing in public, but our namaz, for us namaz becomes, though we are showing everyone by our action, but our niyat solely, only for Allah, not to show the people that we are making namaz. So there, and there are other namaz ibadah, nawafil, that should be done with ikhfa, hidden away, preferably. Nafal namazus, etc. Though today, ulama say, make your like sunnahs also, make them in the masjid. Previously, sunnahs also were done at home. But you can do it, but do it with sincerity, only for Allah Ta'ala. So a person who did such amal was ikhfa, nobody knew about it. But after some time, 10 years, 20 years, 30, 40 years, he explained somebody. That when we were studying, for example, we made mutala till 12 o'clock at night. But he's doing it to encourage the person that he also should do that. So now it's still maqbool, but now from ikhfa it has come into izhar. And yeah, our ikhfa and izhar, we are talking of the soul of ikhfa and izhar, not the tajweed ikhfa and izhar. So you did it with ikhfa. And now you made izhar. Now it came out of the account of ikhfa and it's gone into the account of izhar. And after that, if you speak of it, to show the people to that we did so much, my hajj, how we did in our hajj, etc., whatever, now it goes from izhar into riya. Now it is now no more in the account of ikhlas, ikhfa, it went into izhar, now it's gone into riya. You are doing, you did it now, though you did it that time sincerely, but now you change your intention, that amal of yours also has changed and gone in a different portfolio now. It's gone into that you did it for sure. So we have to be very careful. Make all our ibadat, make sure we are doing the right thing. For example, Fajr time was coming in at about 4:55 roughly. And before that, brothers are making namaz. So the namaz is namaz. If it's tahajjud, then the time of tahajjud is expired. And if it's sunnah, it's not yet time for sunnah. So to make the namaz in the right time. Zawal time, we mustn't be in ibadah. Sunset time, we mustn't be. So do the correct ibadah. Doing the best, and the main best is intention, quality of amal. Be concerned about that. We are concerned about all other things. Our deen, we are not concerned. And thirdly, that we do it, what, that it must be accepted in there. And it must remain permanently accepted by Allah. So all our amal, we have to do like that. That is then the completion of our roza. And from there, learn, my namazus must be like that. My tilawat must be like that. My zakat must be like that. My khidmat of deen must be like that. Everything must be done. May Allah give us all tawfiq and guide us. And nothing can be achieved without the fadl and karam of Allah. And everything can be achieved only with the fadl and karam of Allah. We beg of Him to be kind and merciful to us. Subhanallah. Thank you.